Well, we're looking good and looking bad going into spring, which is an odd way to sum up the marketplace. Price-wise, they're going up, so those people that own homes right now are doing very well. Buying-wise right now, we're really lacking inventory. There just isn't enough homes on the market to satisfy the demand that's out there, and that's really what's driving the price increases at this point. So from a sales side, transaction numbers seem to be pretty much where they were last year. I think if there was more inventory, we'd see a lot more transactions in the marketplace.
And could you tell us a little bit about the median home sales price?
Sure. Statewide, it's at plus 7.8%, and the median indicates the midpoint of homes. So there's as many homes priced above that as below that.
And then you were talking about low inventory, so that's kind of a win-win for the seller, but perhaps maybe not so much for the buyer?
Yeah, for the buyer, it makes it rather difficult, and it can also make it actually difficult for the seller, which is one of the reasons that we believe that there is an inventory shortage right now, and that a lot of people are afraid that if they put their homes on the market, it's going to sell. And the market indicates it'll sell pretty quickly, but they're afraid they won't find a replacement property because there just isn't enough inventory. So what seems to be a positive actually ends up being a market force negative. To give an idea on the shortage of homes, we have 4,700 homes, fewer homes on the market today than we did at this point last year, and it's 7,500 fewer homes than what we had in 2015 in February. So it's a lot of homes that we need in order to fill that void.
And is this concentrated in the Twin Cities area, or are we seeing this statewide?
It's worse in the Twin Cities than it is in other parts, although we're seeing it in the St. Cloud and in the Rochester marketplaces. And there's a number of other areas where it's lower. It's just not as bad as that kind of crescent area from St. Cloud through the Twin Cities, which is the worst, and then down into Rochester.
Well, lots of good information. Chris, anything else you wanted to add today?
No, I think a lot of people are wondering about interest rates. We've gotten some calls about that from consumers, and we do anticipate that interest rates will go up this spring. The reason is, one, the Fed increased it, but that's a small percentage of it. The biggest increase reason will be because demand goes up, and as demand goes up, then prices always go up.